The Social Triangle by O. Henry. At the stroke of six, Ikey Snigglefritz laid down his goose. Ikey was a tailor's apprentice. Are there tailor's apprentices nowadays? At any rate, Ikey toiled and snipped and basted and pressed and patched and sponged all day in the steamy fetor of a tailor shop. But when work was done, Ikey hitched his wagon to such stars as his firmament let shine. It was Saturday night, and the boss laid 12 begrimed and begrudged dollars in his hand. Ikey dabbled discreetly in water, donned coat, hat, and collar with its frazzled tie and chalcedony pin, and set forth in pursuit of his ideals. For each of us, when our day's work is done, must seek our ideal, whether it be love or pinochle or lobster a la Newburgh, or the sweet silence of the musty bookshelves. Behold Ikey as he ambles up the street beneath the roaring L, between the rows of reeking sweatshops. Pallid, stooping, insignificant, squalid, doomed to exist forever in penury of mind and body. Yet, as he swings his cheap cane and projects the noisome inhalations from his cigarette, you perceive that he nurtures in his narrow bosom the bacillus of society. Ikey's legs carried him to and into that famous place of entertainment known as the Café McGinnis, famous because it was the rendezvous of Billy McMahon, the greatest man, the most wonderful man, Ikey thought, that the world had ever produced. Billy McMahon was the district leader. Upon him the tiger purred, and his hand held manna to scatter. Now, as Ikey entered, McMahon stood flushed and triumphant and mighty, the center of a huzzaing concourse of his lieutenants and constituents. It seems there had been an election. A signal victory had been won. The city had been swept back into line by a resistless besom of ballots. Ikey slunk along the bar and gazed, breath-quickened, at his idol. How magnificent was Billy McMahon, with his great, smooth, laughing face, his gray eye, shrewd as a chicken hawk's, his diamond ring, his voice like a bugle call, his prince's air, his plump and active roll of money, his clarion call to friend and comrade. Oh, what a king of men he was! How he obscured his lieutenants, though they themselves loomed large and serious, blue of chin and important of mien, with hands buried deep in the pockets of their short overcoats. But Billy, oh, what small avail are words to paint for you his glorious...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?